One tiny typo, category, turned 1,800 risk scores from improved to meaningless overnight.
It wasn't the misspelling that hurt. It was the fact no one owned a definition or the pipeline that fed the dashboard.
That moment is the doorway to this episode, because the tool told a story. The typo told the truth.
Today, we're digging into NIST CSF 2.0, not to recite clauses, but to ask a simple question. How do you make a framework work in real life without turning it into checkbox theater?
Stakes are real. Board reports, audits, supplier risk, and the next time your reporting betrays you. CSF 2.0 promises clarity, but only if you operationalize it.
The headline change? A sixth core function. Govern. That's GV. Governance moves from murky meetings to the center of the model.
Think of GV as the DNA that makes every other function fundable, measurable, and defensible. Without it, you're running security as a volunteer effort.
Identify is the next beat. Know what you own. Not perfect. Usable. One inventory, one owner per critical asset, criticality tags, dependencies listed, current controls noted.
You can't risk assess a ghost. Most programs fail here because inventories are fuzzy or ownership is vague.
Then protect and detect. Protect builds the baseline. MFA, backups, patching, secure configs. Detect proves it works. Logs, triage, alerting.
Don't try to do all 112 subcategories at once. Pick the high-impact outcomes that cut common attack paths. Prioritize, instrument, prove.
Respond and recover are about shortening the story of an incident. Decide fast, contain, restore, learn. Make escalation paths and severity models simple and test them with executives.
Because when ownership is unclear, recovery drifts into chaos.
Here's the revelation, the aha. Governance isn't a future luxury. It's the smallest, most powerful set of rules that prevents rework. Set risk appetite, assign decision rights, tie suppliers to accountability. Do that, and your dashboard stop lying.
Practical move you can do this week. Build a thin current profile, pick a target profile for the next 90 days, name owners, and time box outcomes. 10 to 20 subcategories max this quarter.
Add one more rule, demand evidence. Screenshots, logs, tickets. If you can't show it, assume it's not real.
Avoid two traps, spreadsheet theater, green boxes without proof, and vendor black box scores that hide assumptions.
Governance fixes both. It forces decisions, not just data.
So remember the typo, category. It was small and it should have been harmless. Instead, it exposed a system with no owner.
Use CSF 2.0 as designed. Govern at the center. Then identify, protect, detect, respond, recover. Start small, govern early, and let evidence guide you.
Build that thin profile, set the 90-day target, and give one person the key. That's how frameworks stop being puppies and start becoming partners.